luck of the Irish, Luo Dickman on the air.
Yes, now it's time for those obnoxious clocks to start ticking again. Only 364 more days so we can duke in the streets.
Lou, I take it you feel this is an amateur day.
Oh my God, it's worse than New Year's Eve.
Oh my God, that's saying a lot, Lou.
You got every Pollock and WAP dressed in green running through the city throwing up in their tribute to Irish Americans. All they need is a plumber's tool and a concrete trowel, and their costume will be complete.
Lou will be making a contribution to the Polish and Italian-American societies later.
Yes.
For your comments.
And then we're going to be the angry sons of St. Patrick.
So, Lou, how do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day anyway?
Well, yesterday I celebrated it by taking 15 pounds of corned beef out of my brine.
Mm-hmm.
Boiled it up.
Uh-huh.
Sliced it up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm serving it to the elderly this afternoon.
Seriously? Is that true, Lou?
Yes, that is true.
We never know. Which care facility will you be visiting?
I won't be visiting any care facility. We do it in my building for a bunch of the old-timers.
Oh, that's very, very good, Lou. Lou, there is no better. This Irish boy has a tear running down his cheek right now.
Yes, that's good. Doing all the nice elderly Jews in my building a nice Irish pork beef dinner.
Very good, Lou. And, of course, you did not pick the Pope.
No. And by the way, speaking of which, have you ever seen a yarmulke with a four-leaf clover on it?
I'm sure they make them.
They do.
Well, there you go, Lou.
All right, go ahead.
But there were two Irish boys there, Sean O'Malley and Timothy Dolan, and they got left them behind for a Portuguese guy, Lou.
He's Argentinian.
I know, but I think he speaks Portuguese, doesn't he? I don't know.
I think he probably speaks 17 languages.
Yeah, they usually do.
Yeah.
But Pope Lou Dickman didn't come through, unfortunately. It was Francis. Not on the list, by the way.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought Judah would have been there for him, but you know, hey. You know, he had to pull the Francis of Assisi card on the, isn't he the expelled saint?
That's
St. Christopher that they said is no longer a saint.
Yeah, Christopher, right.
Yes. I got rid of St. Christopher.
But Francis is the first Pope Francis. There's no Francis one. So there you go.
Yes, indeed.
That's enough Pope talk, Lou. I think we covered pretty well. Let's go to your Lou's picks of the week. We're going to go to the Big Ten tournament. It's Wisconsin versus Ohio State after my Hoosiers screwed the pooch last night. So who are you picking?
Wisconsin all the way.
Wisconsin all the way over Ohio State. All right, Lou. Well, it isn't a Lou Dickman Weekly without that No Forks review. Let's play that theme music. There it is. And Lou, what's your No Forks review this week?
Oh, I had a very, very sad experience.
No!
At Papa Ray's.
Papa Ray's? That is on, I know where that is. Where is?
Well, there's one by the bar we don't speak of anymore. And there's another one that opened up in my neighborhood.
Right, okay.
They had that big sign, giant slice,
$3.99.
Mm-hmm. So I walked in, very disappointing.
Oh, my God, a bad experience with the No Forks review. This is the first time. Now,
yes.
Describe this.
And a slice of pie, too. I mean, it was just right down from the, you know, throw it in there a little extra. I want the cheese bubbling.
Right.
And you throw some, you know, it was just a very sad experience. Domino's pizza's better than that, Papa Ray's. I give it one spill.
Oh, my God, one spill.
One spill.
Is it the New York-style slice, Lou, the big one?
It's no style slice. It's an awful style slice.
Well, there you go. The first bad review on Lou Dickman's No Forks review. And we'll move on, Lou.
Let's move on
to your...
That's my little Irish music to move on.
All right. Your question of the week, sir?
Like blowing up a kilt. Go ahead.
All right. Complete the following sentence, Lou. I wish I had a penny
for every beer spilt today.
All right, Lou Dickman. Doesn't get any better than that. Give you a St. Patty's Day greeting out.
And we'll have a great White Sox weekend!
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's St. Patty's Wearing of the Puke Service. When you feel a little green on St. Patty's Day, see Lou. Uptown, downtown, all around Chicago. Tell him Lou pukes on you.